This year, our theme has been Christmas characters. We looked at John the Baptist on the first Sunday. And second Sunday, we looked at Joseph. Third Sunday, we looked at Mary. And there are several other characters. The angel is another character. Shepherd's character. You think of Elizabeth and Zechariah. All these are minor characters. John the Baptist, Joseph, Mary are minor characters. But today we are going to introduce the major character, the hero, that is God himself. You know, in a story we have all these characters and, you know, we kept this hero until now. Hero is God himself. When we say God, we have three persons in God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. During Christmas time, we have heard several messages. We have heard messages about gifts. We have heard messages about Herod. We have heard messages about angels. You know, some are very powerful sermons. But we need to hear about God because he is the protagonist. Christmas originated with God and from God. There is a passage which normally people don't read during Christmas. That is what we are going to read today, which is Galatians chapter 4. For your convenience, we have it in the slide here. Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. But before we come here, I like to read chapter 3, verse 26 for our context. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Then when I come here, then I'll read from here. You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave or free, male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Jesus Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. What I am saying is that as long as an heir is underage, he is no different from a slave, although he owns the whole estate. The heir is subject to guardians and trustees until the time set by his father. So also, when we were underage, we were in slavery under the elemental spiritual forces of the world. But when the time set time had fully come, that is verse 4, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. Because you are his sons, God sent his Spirit of his Son into our hearts. The Spirit he calls, who calls out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but God's child. And since you are his child, God has made you also an heir. A powerful, powerful passage. God, the Father, initiated a new relationship with humanity. That is the beginning of Christmas. It is not Bethlehem. It is not shepherds coming. It is not the angels appearing to Mary. But God initiating a new relationship with humanity is the beginning of Christmas. Verse 4 says, when the set time had come, God sent his Son to this world. So the initiative started from God. God initiated a new relationship with humanity, which I call the gospel. The full gospel is God initiating a relationship with a person like me and you. That is the gospel. You may ask, what kind of relationship does he want or did he initiate? He wanted to end the control of the world over us. Until Christ came to this world, human being was tossed to and fro. Maybe, dominated by the legalism, dominated by this world. He took initiative and sent his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to this world so that the dominance of this world or world system or legalism will end. And God sent His Son to this world to redeem us. The passage says, to redeem us from the marketplace. That is a word. It is not translated clearly. It is not the word we normally use. But we are in the marketplace of religions, philosophies, ideologies. God initiated a new relationship with us by sending His Son so that the dominance of the world over us will end and we would be redeemed from the market of all these systems. We are under bondage even today. Just go out. Atheism, theism, several philosophies. You think of one philosophy, it is there. Epicureanism, materialism. You know, in an Eastern context, I used to teach a course called Eastern Thinking in Western Mind. There are six schools for an Indian. It's called Sadarshan. And if you're not really satisfied with these six schools, you have three more schools. You go to other places, you have different philosophies that are, keeping people under bondage. So God initiated a new relationship with you and me so that the dominance of all these world systems will end so that we would be restored to our birthright as God's child, son and daughter. It is amazing. You know, God sent His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to this world so that we would have our birthright with Father God as His son and daughter. The world system somehow wants to keep us under bondage. Even for Christians, people, so-called Christians, they are under bondage. They say, you cannot do this one, you cannot do that. You know, for everything, they have some kind of system. But God wanted to deliver us from all these bondages, all these systems. The primary purpose of God initiating a new relationship with us is that we would claim our birthright as God's son and daughter. And also, we will have our rightful inheritance. If my father had left something, I inherit materials, house, bank balance, cars. In the same way, God initiated a relationship, a new relationship with humanity, so that we will inherit all the things that belong to God. We can reclaim our rightful inheritance. That inheritance changes the dynamic of our relationship with God. You know, 1988, I was in full-time ministry. My father-in-law was my immediate boss. You know, in an Eastern context, out of respect, you call sir. I used to call him sir. I was so afraid of him because he was a man of few words. But he was watching. He wanted to have a new relationship with me. I did not know. For about 8 months to 1 year, he was watching. And he came to my room one day. And he asked if I was interested in marrying his daughter. You know, a few things happened before that. I still remember it was January 15th, 1988. Until then, I was so afraid of him. I used to call him sir. And whenever he came, I would just stand up. But that day he came to my room and he sat with me. And he was talking to me. And we were by then sure that we were going to enter into a relationship. That day, I called him for the first time, Appacha. That means dad. The dynamic of our relationship completely changed. Until then, our relationship was very formal. Whenever he came, I was afraid of him. Whenever I wanted to get something done from him, I would be really scared because he was a man of few words. I did not have a relationship with him. But when he came to my room, when he introduced the whole plan, I called him Appacha, dad. as a result of our conversation, the new relationship that was introduced to me, the whole dynamic changed. You know, now, whenever I go to his presence, I just hug him. I am so comfortable in his presence. He loves me so much. I love him because there is a relationship. So God initiated a new relationship with humanity so that we will reclaim our rightful inheritance with God, the Father. There is no philosophy, no religious system in this world which teaches God as a Father. I have, you know, with my limited knowledge, both in the East and the West, people go afraid of him. In an Indian context, in Sri Lankan context, you go to the temple, you stay way far from the center of the temple. Because if you go close, you pollute the place, and also God is not pleased. And you go to Judaism, you cannot even get close to God because God is the Holy of Holies. Whereas Jesus Christ has taught us to call God Abba, Father. That is what we see here. God sent his Son to this world so that we will reclaim our rightful inheritance as his children, son and daughter. Just as my relationship with my father-in-law in a minute changed from formal relationship to a familial relationship, our relationship with God, the Father, should be changed. There are a lot of people in this world conceive God as someone furious, looking to find fault with us, whether we make mistake or not. And the minute we made mistake, he is out there to punish. So we live in, a lot of people are living in fear of God because they think God is such a cruel judge. But I see in the Gospels, God is loving. God is caring. God is restoring. I'm not diluting the gospel in any way. That is the reason God sent his Son to this world, according to Galatians 4 verse 4, when the time came, so that we would be bought back from the market of all these systems. They are just keeping us in bondage. We are not able to experience the fullness of our life because from one system, we move to the other system. You know, if we are from one religious persuasion, if we change to another religious persuasion, we just want to be inside some shackles. But God sent his Son to this world to buy us back. So God initiated a new relationship. Therefore, Christmas originated with God the Father. Then the continuation of the passage is, Jesus facilitated the relationship. God initiated, Jesus Christ facilitated. It's interesting to read here in verse 4, but when the time had fully come, God sent his Son. You know, sometimes we may think Jesus was born in Bethlehem. His beginning was in Bethlehem. According to this passage, when God initiated the new relationship, Jesus was already in existence. According to John 1:1, we just read to the kids, in the beginning was the Word. Word was with God. And Word was God. And verse 14 we see, that Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Colossians chapter 1, 15 to 20, you read that Jesus existed even before the beginning of time and space. Before everything came into being, Jesus existed. He is God himself. He is equal with the Father according to Philippians chapter 2, verse 6. But Jesus facilitated in cooperation with Father. He became human. The expression here is, you know, verse 4, born of a woman. Some people think that, Paul is talking about Mary. It's not Mary, it is an expression to tell that Jesus became 100% human being. Jesus is the only person, as we know, who is 100% divine and 100% human. Can we explain scientifically? It is not possible. If we can explain scientifically, then the divinity is no more there. You can explain everything through science. But Jesus, at a particular time, chose to come to this world, and we call that one incarnation. He became human being 100%. And he was born as a Jew. And Jesus' purpose of coming to this world was to redeem us, to buy us back from this world. You know, we were sold to the systems of this world. We were shackled. Even today, when we look at the world, is shackled. Every human being. Sometimes we are extreme religious. Sometimes we are extremely gluttonous. You know, one side, we put ourselves under a lot of legalism. The other side, licentiousness. You can do anything you want. You drink. You just live however you want. There is no limit. That is also in bondage. Two bondages. Jesus Christ came to this world to redeem, to buy us back, so that the relationship between God and us will be facilitated. He died on the cross for us. And he was buried. But on the third day, he rose again. And he is with the Father now. You and me have been bought by our Lord Jesus Christ. So when we talk about a Christmas, Christmas was initiated by Father, facilitated by the Son. And we see Holy Spirit here. Holy Spirit sustains our relationship with the Father. You and me, as people who have a limited existence in this world, maybe 80 years, 90 years. This morning I visited a family. That is our Christmas tradition. And that person, the head of the family, is 87 years old. Her husband was 88 years old, passed away last year. It was so nice to see her. We don't know whether she will be there. We desire that she will be there next year, following year. But she's already old. But, in this existence, we have to maintain our relationship with this holy God. The God who wants to have a relationship with us. Whatever we do in this world will never take us to God. We all know that. We have been talking about it. But when the minute Holy Spirit comes to us, He enables us to maintain a relationship with us. That is what we read in verse 5 here. It says, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive full rights of sons. Because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts. The Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. I like to really dwell on this particular one. Holy Spirit is the pledge of our sonship. The greatest gift we have today as Christmas. You know, I got several gifts this Christmas. My children got, my wife got. And a lot of time we just, on Christmas Day last night, I kept all my gift in the back of the car. We came back from Stephen and Elizabeth's house. And I sent them home and suddenly I just brought all the gifts and they came back and they saw the tree and the tree was surrounded by gifts. These are some of the small gifts, but the greatest gift that God has given is the sonship. The Holy Spirit who dwells in us, He is the pledge of our sonship. If you are sure that you are dwelt by the Holy Spirit, that is the greatest Christmas gift you and me can think of. And that Spirit helps us to cry, Abba, Father. You know, some of you don't have father. My father passed away in 97. And now, by God's grace, I have several spiritual fathers. I don't call them father, except my father-in-law. But when I had the relationship with my father, when my father was still alive, I used to go and hug him. When he was coming back from school, he, my dad, would be just waiting outside. Our dog would come almost to a mile in search for us because we would be coming from school. We had to walk maybe about 2-2.5 miles. And my dad would be waiting. In case we were coming late, he would be waiting. And when we see our dad come running, I just give hug and say, "Thank you, Stephen." A lot of us are under the weather. We just enjoy that presence. Even today, even if you don't have your physical father, God has given you that Christmas gift. That is the sonship. You can all the time cry, "Abba, Father." This cry, where what Paul mentions here, is not just ordinary cry. It is a cry, you know, from your heart, from the bottom of your heart. You cry aloud, and, you know, at the time of your need, I have already water. Yes, thank you. At the bottom of your heart, when things are not going all right with you, when you're sad, when you're happy, when you're jubilant, when you're down, you can cry aloud and say, "Abba, Father." Jesus taught us, said, you know, this is how you need to pray. That is why Christianity, at least the teaching of Christ, is so powerful. Is we can call God Abba, Father. You know, the dynamic of our relationship is completely changed. We are not afraid before God, but we have a sonship. That is what the passage that I read for the context in 3:26, Paul says, "You are the sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus." Holy Spirit sustains our relationship with Father. When you are down, when you are fallen, when you are up, when you are walking, Father, you know, Holy Spirit helps you to pray, to maintain your relationship with the Father. It is amazing. What an amazing opportunity we have to be reminded this evening. God initiated the relationship. Jesus Christ facilitated the relationship. And the Holy Spirit sustains our relationship until we die in this world. So, in this whole Christmas characters, what is the result? The result of God's Christmas initiative is that He has given us a rightful inheritance, which is prevented by the world. World is somehow looking at you to prevent you from enjoying this rightful inheritance from the Father. You know, sometime a guilt can come into your heart and take you away from God. A financial burden can come into your heart and take you away from enjoying the presence of God. Sometime, you know, the worries of this world about children, about parents, about our job. And we will be worried. That is why Jesus looked at his disciples. He said, you know, look at the birds. They don't sow. They don't reap. Heavenly Father feeds them. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things, materials, your food will be given to you. The greatest result, or the primary result of Christmas event, is that our rightful inheritance is restored. Whatever belongs to God, our Heavenly Father, belongs to us. And we can call Him Abba Father, and we can enjoy the familial relationship, not a God and devotee relationship, or a righteous person and accused person relationship, father-son relationship. You can go and tell Him, "Father, how much I love you. Thank you for all the inheritance you have left for me." God is a source of peace. There is anyone here who is going through difficulty in your life. You think, "Oh, I don't have peace in my life." You know, your job will not give you peace. Your family will not give you peace. Your financial security will not give you peace. But God will give you peace. That is why Jesus said, "Come unto me, all who are heavy laden. I'll give you rest." And only if you experience that, you can say, "I have that rest. Some of you are maybe expecting or, you know, facing your future, uncertain future. It's so scary. Your Father is with you, who knows your past, present, and future. He will be able to carry you through. And, you know, you can just name something. There is nothing that your Father doesn't have, because He is so rich, so resourceful, so strong. And you can just tap into that inheritance. That is Christmas. Christmas is not thinking about Jesus coming into, not just Jesus coming into Bethlehem. It's not just thinking about shepherds, but it is thinking about God, the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, all three of them working in concert to help us go and reclaim our sonship with God, to develop that familial relationship with God and enjoy the warmth of God in this world, not just the world to come, but in this world. Doesn't mean you will not have any problems, difficulties, but in all these things, you will see your God coming through. So what is the takeaway today? It's very important. I'd like to give you this takeaway before the takeaway comes to the slide. Okay, it is there. I would like to ask you a question. Check if you still have the spirit of slavery or the spirit of adoption. A lot of time, we may still have the spirit of slavery. We may say, I am a child of God. But we may feel that we are so poor, so under-resourced, weak, not realizing my Father is so resourced, so strong, so powerful. I can tap into Him. 3 weeks back, a friend of mine from Belize, I was so tired and I was thinking, Lord, how am I going to face my future? You know, what are some of the things that I still do not know? I'm not able to figure out. And that Thursday morning breakfast meeting, this guy is coming and saying, God is so abundantly wealthy. If He has called you, He will finance you. God is so abundantly graceful. If you need grace, God will give it to you. A lot of time, although we are Christians for 40 years, 50 years, still we have the spirit of slavery. You know, when we were small, that is before we were introduced to Jesus Christ, we had a person working in our house. Our own age, I was about 11 years old, this boy was about 14 years old. And he was working for us for 50 rupees, $1 a year. And we would be just enjoying running around in the house and enjoying the holidays. But this boy would be working, and my heart is broken. Even this evening when I was thinking, heart is broken. You know, he did not have in my family the same relationship we, my brothers, my sister and I had. When we were enjoying the holidays, he will be working. But when we just take that scenario to our present day, a lot of time we are living as slaves. We think that we have to just live our life our own self when we have our Father. Are you sure this evening that you have been adopted into God's family according to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 15? Are you sure you have been adopted? You shouldn't be going from here with a doubt. Am I really born in God's family? Am I qualified to call God my Father? You don't need to change your religion. You don't need to change your color. God is not a respecter of man. He initiated Christmas event and He sent His Son to this world and He sent His Spirit to this world so that our relationship can be maintained in this world and the world to come. Are you sure that you are adopted into the family of God? Julius Caesar, one of the greatest emperors of Roman Empire died without children. But just before he died, he adopted Octavius. When he passed away, Octavius became his follower. And we know the story. In BC 25, Octavius announced that he is Caesar, Augustus Caesar. He was not a biological son of Julius Caesar. He was adopted. And I see several people who are adopted who are so wealthy, so rich, because, you know, when you are adopted, you are going into the family of God. At that time, you don't need to just live as a slave, thinking so poorly, living so frugal. I'm not talking about the finance that we use, but in everything. Are you able to lavishly enjoy God's love? If you are not, Christmas is just a materialistic Christmas. Christmas can be truly spiritual Christmas when you are sure that you have reclaimed your spiritual inheritance from the Father. When you have reclaimed your sonship and daughtership before God. Let's just go to the takeaway. Claim your rightful inheritance from God as your Christmas gift today. There may be someone here. You have been coming to church for quite some time. You may be born in a Christian home, and you must have been baptized at some point of time. But you are not sure that you have a relationship with the Father. You know, that is the most difficult thing. We think we have something, but we don't have. Our God's hand is not shortened. His hand is, even now, it is extended towards you. You know, we don't need to do anything special to reclaim that inheritance we have with the Father. And Christmas event is not just for the Jews. It is not just for the Christians. It is for everyone. God sent His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to this world so that you and me will be brought back into a relationship with God. That is the gospel. That is the good news. You may be very sinful according to the worldly standard. You cannot forgive yourself. You may be thinking, wow, man, I have been living such a bad life. I've been telling lies. I've been living a promiscuous life. Or I'm just, an angry person. It doesn't matter. All you need to do is come to God and tell Him that you believe God wants your relationship. That is evidenced in the sending of our Lord Jesus Christ to this world. And you tell Him, Lord, I believe the death of Christ on the cross is for me. The place where I had to die, He died. And the blood that He shed is not for Himself, but for me. We call that the substitutionary death. And you believe, Lord, by faith I believe that He rose again on the third day. You know, if you believe, you will not lose anything. But if you don't believe, you lose a lot. So this evening, I'd like to really give you an opportunity. Let us all close our eyes, even as we reclaiming the Christmas gift that is rightful inheritance from God. At that time, I ask you, only you and me before God, if you have not made a relationship with God, put your hand up. At the end of the service, I will talk to you and I will help you how to reclaim God's inheritance that He has kept for you. Is there anyone here who has not made a relationship with God? You don't need to change your religion. You don't need to change your name. You don't need to change your color, culture. All you need to do is just go and ask God, God, give me that one. I want that inheritance from you. Is there anyone here? You can put your hand up. And no one is seeing you, only me and God. And if you have, please put your hand up. Hallelujah. If you want to make God as your Father, tell me, I'll pray with you. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this evening. Thank you for initiating the new relationship with us, Lord, by sending our Lord Jesus Christ to this world. And thank you for maintaining our relationship through the Holy Spirit, who is dwelling in us, both individually and collectively. Heavenly Father, as we conclude this Christmas series, and also as we enter into another season, another new year, Lord, teach us to claim the inheritance as son and daughters that is in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.